Hey, 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 my lovelies, and welcome to this next Millionaire Mindset audio. And today in the background we have seagulls, so we get different creatures in every one, different sounds. So today I want to talk about this program that interlinks very much with the luxurious living, looking at the fairy tales. But there is this program that's infiltrated into our unconscious, this idea that success, happy endings come from drama, trauma, pain, suffering. Okay, the idea that we have to go through all of that to get the happy ending, and that we only get the happy ending from that space. And that's such a lie, such BS, because you physically cannot get a higher frequency result, higher frequency, expanded, abundant way of being, attracting more money, attracting more opportunities, attracting more luxurious living, having this expansive life, when you are in a lower frequency of pain, suffering, grief, anger, etc. They have their place. They're things you have to work through and release. And yet you cannot get from that frequency and then expect to see the results of a millionaire lifestyle or an abundant lifestyle or a loving, rich lifestyle, whether that's the partner, the money, the business, the success. You cannot see those results in your life if you are in a lower frequency. The essential part of moving into a millionaire mindset, of moving into achieving and seeing the results in your life, is that you have to change your beliefs. You have to change your frequency first. You must be, number one of all manifesting, you must be in the frequency, the emotional vibration of that which you want to see. Yeah, you have to be tapping into it, feeling it, owning it, and then embodying it. Yeah. So part of this journey that of luxurious living is helping you to shift your mindset. The meditation is there to help you shift your mindset. It's there to help you shift your frequency. And then you've got to do all the juicy bits that you can to help embodying it. Now, embodying it means coming from dancing it out into the world, speaking it out into the world, journaling it out into the world, masturbating it into the world. This is just as important. Any forms of pleasure, of bringing it through your body so that you're actually living more and more and more in that higher frequency of abundance. Yeah, because when you're in the shrinky drama, trauma, pain, suffering, grief, shrinky feeling that we could all go to, when you're in that, you cannot see the manifestations. Okay, it's your job, and your only job, is to put yourself into the frequency of that which you want to see, that which you want to see, and then not getting frustrated that it doesn't instantly turn up, because you're already experiencing it and you're already feeling it. And if it isn't quite there yet, then you look for things that can align with that. Yeah, so you're always looking, well, what will help me feel this? If I'm feeling it already, what's the next step I could take? Because it's done. It is done. It's just how many steps are you taking to get there? And you have to take the steps, because the steps are based on your frequency. So if you're trying to get to a next level, there are a certain amount of steps you have to take to keep embodying it, because it's done vibrationally, it's done frequency-wise, it's done in your vortex, but you do have to take your steps to get there. So your job sometimes is shifting yourself. What's the next best point I can get to myself? Well, if I'm in a lower frequency and you're there and you've just gone there and you're feeling tight and restricted and in a poverty consciousness and you're having a bit of a fight, then the next best step for you has got to be about softening your body, melting your body, making it relaxed, feeling safer in the world, looking for things that get you to what I call neutral point of being safe. Now, if you're already in that space and you want to move into the next level of feeling more hopeful and energized and expansive and in alignment, then your job is then to keep feeling into your vision and then moving that through your body using music and words and recordings and meditations and, as I said, sexual pleasure and dancing and all of these things, singing, anything that's going to get you and help you to move it through your body so you're there the majority of the time. Now, my programs always have loads of exercises in them and I give you things to help, but it's your job to do them. So journaling can help. Whatever you find and pick up are the things that keep locking it in, locking it in, locking it in. So you do the meditation, but then you have to lock it into the physical realm. Yeah, you do the meditations, lock it into the physical realm. Breathing, flow, exercises, etc. All of these things, yoga, stretching, Pilates, anything. Yeah, painting, anywhere you get to express your creativity and get those juices flowing, get the energy flowing, get the flow of your emotional state flowing at a higher frequency and flowing clearer. Because when we're in that lower vibration, we're stuck, we're gritty. Yeah, we're holding on to sort of a grub. We've got all a bit cloggy, like you would if you look at a drain, you know, and it gets all a bit cloggy. Your job is to, how can I clear this? And sometimes we just get those things come up, you know, that we just need to shift. And so, you know, it's releasing it. Sometimes when it's really cloggy, we need to release it through crying and shouting and screaming. But sometimes it's just journaling it and moving your body and shaking your body and dancing and moving yourself that helps to shift it. But your job is to get your pipes clear. Yeah, your pipes need to be clear so that you're moving into a more and more higher frequency, and then you're meeting it, because your job is to get to the happy, being in the frequency of the happy ending. Yeah, being in that abundance, that joy, that magnetism, that expansion, that abundance, that the you know, the millionaire state, the overflowing, you know, continuously flowing sense of prosperity coming into your life. And that comes in all the forms that you're wanting for it to show up. In my money love program, I talk about, you know, it being a cake that's in the oven, and that, you know, the universe is constantly telling you, like, this bit's ready, this bit's ready, this bit's ready, but you're just needing to line up. So just today to really think about, where are you stopping yourself? Because you're going, well, I'm expecting the happy ending if I hold myself in this trauma. Yeah, this trauma and this pain and this suffering, and I'm looking to be rescued because that's what I've got some sort of program in me that is going, but if I stay here, that's how I get my happy ending, which is such BS, and a program that is done and over and complete. Yeah, this is done, this is over, this is complete, this is no longer true for me, and I choose a higher frequency. Choose a higher frequency. You want to move forward, so your now job is to move this, shift this, to keep coming into your millionaire mindset. Millionaire mindset, okay, of expansion. Yeah, happy endings only come from the frequency of happy endings. Yeah, fairy tale, whatever you want to call it, but that excitedness, that abundance, that millionaire state, you have to be not only in the receptive mode. The receptive mode means I am in the same frequency as the thing I want to see happen. I am in the frequency of the thing I want to see happen, and then I'm just going to keep allowing it to come to me, come to me, come to me, as it builds up pace. So there we go, my loves. Play with this, use this with the luxurious living meditations and the exercises, particularly around the fairy tale stories, because this interlinks so beautifully. And I'm sending you much love. Bye.